Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application, March 5th, 2026. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15b. Using the inductive Bible study method, we begin with observation. Joshua 24:15b contains three clear movements. Joshua makes a personal commitment as for me. He extends that commitment to his household and my house. And he declares the direction of that commitment, we will serve the Lord. The language is simple and strong. Nothing in this verse is uncertain or vague. Joshua chooses, states, and models obedience in a way the nation can see and follow. Moving to interpretation, we ask what this declaration means. From the context, Joshua stands before a nation tempted by idols, prosperity, and spiritual compromise. He sees the danger of indecision and knows that faithfulness requires clarity. His words teach that serving the Lord involves allegiance, heart-level loyalty that influences daily life. This commitment is not private but public. It shapes how a household lives, what it values, and whom it follows. Joshua is modeling courageous leadership rooted in the character and faithfulness of God. Now, we come to application, where God's word begins to confront our own lives. Joshua's declaration challenges us to consider the spiritual direction of our homes, whether we live alone, with a family, or in a blended household. Every home stands for something, even if no one ever says it out loud. The values we embrace, the habits we form, the conversations we allow, and the choices we make all reveal what or whom we serve. This passage invites us to examine whether our home is shaped by accidental influences or intentional devotion to God. One practical application is to make a modern declaration of commitment. You might not deliver a speech to a nation, but you can speak truth into your home. You can choose daily practices, prayer, Scripture reading, weekly worship, forgiveness, serving others, that declare your household's loyalty to the Lord. If you have children, you can create rhythms that teach them the value of honoring God. If you live alone, you can shape your home environment to reflect holiness and devotion. If you influence grandchildren, students, or younger believers, your example becomes a powerful testimony. Joshua teaches us that every believer must choose whom he/she will serve. Today, God invites you to make that choice with courage and clarity, trusting that he will strengthen you as you lead your life and household in faithfulness.